Thank you, Deb. What do meditation and joy have to do with each other? Isn't meditation just sitting around doing nothing? How is that connected to joy? Well, the practice of meditation can help us to learn to pause and see things more clearly before taking action or jumping to conclusions. Meditation and mindfulness help us learn to pay closer attention to what we are actually experiencing in the present moment without judging it or telling long, complicated stories about it that can restrict our access to joy. As we heard in the farmer's story, the farmer held an attitude of equanimity or wait and see, and didn't get swept up in how wonderful or how awful things were. We too can practice seeing things as they are and withholding judgment. We can practice appreciating the moments of joy in our lives without clinging to them or thinking that they should or can last forever. By practicing in this way, we can, over time, more easily recognize, appreciate, and cultivate joy in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. When we pay more attention to moments of joy over time, we see how even though no one moment of joy lasts forever, we can trust that other moments of joy will appear in the future if we put ourselves in situations where they are more likely to arise and if we keep on the lookout for them. Sometimes moments of joy simply arise through no intentional effort of our own, and some people call that grace. Pema's story of tigers above, tigers below reminds us that even though there is pretty much always something to be afraid of or worried about, there are almost always also potentially joyful experiences in the midst of those hard times. Tasty strawberries, beautiful sunsets, or double rainbows in the midst of cloudy gray skies. Mindfulness, that's clearly seeing what is true in this moment without judgment or expectation, can help us see the hidden joys in nearly every situation. If we can keep our minds calm enough to pay attention to what our senses are experiencing in real time, we will be more open to experiences of joy as they happen as well. A few nights ago, I was walking my dog on a cold, dark night, wondering, why did I get a dog anyway? Cats don't need walking. When I heard familiar cries overhead, I dropped out of my head and back into my body, and I looked up, and the nearly full moon lit up 9 white swans as they flew overhead. They looked like they were glowing against the inky sky, and I got chills as I just stood there and tuned in for a minute as they flew directly over me. A moment of joy that I didn't plan for at all happened, and I would have missed it if I had stayed absorbed in my thoughts instead of noticing and turning towards the sounds and lights of the night. Noticing moments of joy is something we can practice in many ways. You can write in a joy journal just a sentence or two each day about something joyful that happened. I've been doing this for a few years now, and reviewing the things I wrote in previous years is a way of experiencing that joy over and over. This practice also has trained me to look for and spot things during the day that I can write down later. You can take a mindful walk, look up at the sky, trees, or water, or just take photos during your day to help you notice joy. In the middle of the day, you can take a few moments for a body break to discover simple, unearned, or unexpected joy by becoming aware of your senses and where you are in this moment. Stretch or move your body, hum, make or listen to music, become curious about the sounds in your environment. Let your eyes roam around the space, touch the softness of a pet, or the interesting texture of surfaces or your clothing. You get the idea. Another practice could be called looking for the helpers. Intentionally looking into something frightening, ugly, or difficult until you see, notice something beautiful or joyful within it. You might notice moments of kindness from others in times of stress, like Mr. Rogers' mom suggested. Look for the helpers when you hear sirens. You might discover some beautiful colors in a muddy body of water, or a colorful new mask protecting your health. The pleasant warmth of the water as you wash dishes, or the delicious feeling of crisp air as you shovel snow. Noticing and cultivating joy isn't magical positive thinking. It doesn't remove the tigers above and the tigers below, but it can blow away some of the paper tigers in our minds. It can also give us a few moments of calm to allow us to become steady enough and see clearly enough to take the next helpful step. When we see clearly what is true, we can make more wise choices when dealing with life's difficult and dangerous circumstances, our tigers, with a little less fear, and we can become more present with the people and other beings in our lives. Let's take a few minutes of meditation, along with the contemplative practice of noticing joy, and also a practice where we intentionally cultivate mudita, the sympathetic joy that comes from appreciating the joy experienced by others. First, align the body in a comfortable and supported but not rigid way. Sit upright, but not stiffly, or lie on the floor if you need to and it's safe for you to do so. Your eyes can be closed if you feel comfortable doing so, or open just enough to let a bit of light in with a soft focus. We'll do a brief body scan to bring us into awareness of our present experience and invite any areas where we feel tension to relax by reminding them that they don't need to work so hard right now. So start at the top of your head and just sweep your awareness downwards slowly towards your feet. We are giving the body and mind a break and putting them in a sort of neutral state where not much is expected of them. Notice your breath. You don't need to make it be any certain way. Just notice when the air comes in and when it goes out. Breathing through the nose can help quiet the mind if you're able to do so comfortably. Let your belly expand as you breathe in, without forcing the air either in or out. Let the breath lead the way. Let the breath breathe you as we sit in silence for a minute. If you notice your mind wanders, that's just fine. Just gently call it back to noticing and being with your breath, not a problem. Now we're going to spend a few minutes contemplating the many facets of joy in our lives. During this time, you can keep your breath moving easily. If you notice your mind wandering off into other areas, just gently return to my words and the contemplation of joy, or being with your breathing without any judgment. Minds think it's not a problem. Begin by recalling a time recently when you experienced joy alone or with others, and notice how your body feels when you bring up the memory. What is this joy anyway? And how does it feel when we are in the middle of it? What are we experiencing when we feel joy? Does your face soften? Maybe your mouth smiles a bit and your shoulders relax a tad. Maybe you feel a warmth flow through you, or a tingling in your toes. It can be different for everyone. There is no one right way to feel joy, and it can even feel different for you at different times. Get to know with greater familiarity what joy feels like for you. Now, reach back for an older memory of joy, again, alone or with others, and replay and feel that memory too. Notice again how it feels in your body. Know that the feeling of this memory belongs to you forever, as long as you hold it as a treasure and nurture it. Now think of someone in your life who you have recently noticed easily experiencing simple and safe joy. A playful pet, a laughing baby, someone receiving a gift, laughing, enjoying spending time with family or friends, simply enjoying themselves in nature, making something, or spending time with a hobby. If you can't think of a specific memory, that's okay. You can imagine kittens playing on YouTube or any other being that is simply experiencing a moment of joy in being alive. Notice how thinking of the joy of others, sympathetic joy, can intensify or spark your own feelings of joy, as if the vibrations of their feelings are making your own feelings vibrate in the same way, just the way stringed instruments begin to vibrate along with the vibrations of nearby sounds. Notice if this awareness of the joy of others brings a smile to your own face or other physical signs of joy in yourself. If it doesn't, that's not a problem. You can just be curious about it and maybe try it another time. Now, bring your attention back to your own full present experience, your own breath, your own body sensations, whatever they may be. Sit with that for another minute and just notice how it feels to be breathing and being in this body at this time, after contemplating joy in ourselves and others. If your mind strays, you can repeat the words here, or joy, or now. We'll close this contemplative meditation with some intentions or wishes to help us continue this investigation and awareness of joy during the remainder of the day and beyond. May we know joy and the many sources of joy. May we seek awareness of joy in our lives. May we notice moments of joy in ourselves and others, rejoice in them, and recall them in times of need. May we appreciate the people in our lives today and the joy they bring us. May the people in our lives, our loved ones, friends, neighbors, strangers, and even the difficult people in our lives, all experience and notice moments of joy and share them as they go about their days. When the bell rings, open your eyes and look around the room and stretch if you need to, and notice and know that you can tap back into these experiences later in the day and carry them with you if you need them.